Hey, this is Steve Bloom, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
You're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello, and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and I'm flying solo. You might be asking why that is. Well, I'm looking to kind of revitalize and kind of change up Altered Geek. I'm getting a little bored, you could say, with the status quo of the show. So it's just going to be me for a while, just kind of enjoying and kind of feeling things out and seeing where things go. There's also thoughts of reviving the Internet Pathfinder program as well, but that's neither here nor there. So how are you guys doing? How is the geekdom doing? Like, what is the heartbeat of geekdom today? Like, I feel like there's a lot going on between not having a lot of media, not having a lot of movies, having some revitalizations, some continuations. I mean, this year was a lot of sequel films from things back in the, you know, 80s, and some, you know, some newer ones like Deadpool and whatnot. But what are some things that you're geeking out to today? Let me know. Feedback at geekcastradio.com. Or you can, of course, hit me up on social media on X at SCP21 or at Altered Geek. You can also comment on Facebook and hit me up there. I've been busy. I've taken a vacation. I've been doing some digging, trying to figure out what direction I want to go next. Doing a home renovation on my kitchen, which is a bigger task than I would have imagined. We opted not to pay a company to come in and replace cabinets and rip out tile. We're going to pay a company to put new tile in and new countertops. However, my wife and I are doing all the labor, and yeah, so it's going to be a long, drawn out process. Part of my office is taken up right now, which I'm sure adds to the soundproofing. But yeah, it's been a crazy couple of months. We've launched the new website. We've got, you know, a lot of changes going on in Geekcast Radio. No ads. That's definitely a plus. I've been looking forward to that for quite some time. Same thing with Mike. But yeah, it's been crazy. Like, I'm playing around with some different like AI software, trying to kind of learn it because I work in marketing, so it's beneficial, but it's also scary. A lot of the tools that they have nowadays on the internet. So I'm trying to learn the technology, but to use it responsibly, which often is difficult. For instance, I've got a couple of AI songs that I've been playing around with. I've been using an AI generator for music, mostly because I've been noticing this guy that, and I can't remember his channel name right now, but he has AI generate kind of goofy songs, and then he plays the drums with it and kind of laughs in the videos. And I've seen those reels on Facebook, and so it's been fun for me to watch, but it got me thinking, what if I use that for like a podcast theme? Well, this particular software doesn't do so hot with creating a theme. I mean, you can do it without vocals, but it's still, it writes lyrics. It's got kind of a 2 minute to 4 minute format that it kind of uses, so it's not ideal for a podcast intro just because of length. I'll probably throw it somewhere later down the line of this episode, just to kind of show one of the things that one or two of the clips that I was kind of playing around with, and whether you guys think I could chop it up and use it for a theme for the podcast to kind of change things up and kind of move away from using the canned one that's been on here for ages. I feel like I could, but I don't know. I know some people like AI is very touchy, and I would never like replace actors with them. I would never like, I feel like it's crap that we even have to worry about that. Like I aspire to be a voice actor, and AI terrifies me because somebody could basically load in all 15 years of our podcasts and train it. And then they'll have my cadences. They'll have my vocals. They'll have, you know, they can steal my voice, say whatever they want. So, I mean, it's very freaky. Like I wouldn't want it to replicate voice actors. I wouldn't want it to replicate. Like I'm happy if it just sounds like some kind of a realistic sounding dude, but not a real dude, if that makes any sense. I don't know. Like it's even some of the stuff they use to track people for marketing. It freaks me out with AI. And so like I'm kind of interested to see what goes down with this industry. I mean, there was already a report that ChatGPT is doing this on its own, like using people's real voices that are plugged into it. I can imagine it's because people are feeding it information and going, hey, I need you to replicate this voice and make it say what I want for my podcast or my video. Rather than, you know, paying someone to do it. I don't know. Same token, I like the AI because it's a helper tool. For instance, I had it take, like, I dumped our podcast themes or descriptions into AI. And I said, rewrite this to be more concise and clear. Because a lot of what we had for the descriptions were written when the show was created, and a lot of it wasn't really relevant or didn't sound all that interesting. It was like, Steve and Mike discuss X, Y, and Z, and we have fun. Yeah. Like, it was basically that, and I felt like it was kind of boring. Especially with the sea of podcasts that we're dealing with now, it's you got to stand out. You got to be professional, you got to be clean, you got to be, and when I say clean, I mean like the audio has to be clear. It can't be garbage. I know I have a verbal tic that I'm still working on. I haven't recorded a solo episode in so long that the ums kind of come out, but I'll be working on that. I'm not going to edit it out just for the sake of getting an episode published and just because it's kind of, I don't know, I like being authentic. Everybody has a verbal tic. Everybody has an issue. So it's, I'm going to leave it. I'm just going to work on my vocabulary. So I had the awesome honor of being interviewed for Geekcast Radio. Roughly, when is this episode coming out? It's coming out on Friday. So I had it 2 days ago. And it was kind of cool. I got a press release. I sent out, you know, Geekcast Radio, been around 15 years. I taught a podcasting class at a local Boys and Girls Club that was actually hooked up through my job. And they asked me, they're like, would you want to do this? And I'm like, well, yeah, that's awesome. I'd love to be able to, you know, teach the next generation of kids something about podcasting. And they were like, great, let's do it. And they're a group of 10-year-olds. And so I had written this elaborate PowerPoint, and I had to kind of lower the vocabulary level so that it was a little bit more digestible for their age group. And I was just thinking about my own boys, because one's 9, one's 11. You know, what would they be able to digest and take in? So I rewrote it, and then I presented it. Funny enough, the kids asked a lot of good questions, and there was a lot going on in the presentation. And then when I finally got to the interviews that I've done, they started asking me about, you know, have you interviewed Taylor Swift? Have you interviewed so-and-so from, I can't even remember some of the cartoons and some of the movies that they were talking about, because there are ones that don't resonate with me. Like, they're not ones that are a part of my pop culture mythos. Like, they're not my interest. So I haven't interviewed them, but I did tell them, I was like, you know, but if you podcast, like, you may get those kind of opportunities. Yeah, it's, you know, a Taylor Swift or like a, you know, like a Hugh Jackman or a Mark Hamill might be a little bit more difficult to obtain than your typical voice actor or certain type of musician, but you never know. And that's kind of what I told them. And when I told them, you know, I interviewed David Kaye and I can do his voice of Megatron, and I can, you know, I'd like to interview Mark Hamill, and I can do the Joker, and I started belting out voices, then the kids lost it. Like, they went nuts, and they were like, can you do this voice? Can you do this voice? And like, some of them I'd never heard before, or some of them it had been so long. Like, they're like, can you do Dobby from Harry Potter? And I'm like, I don't even know what he sounds like to copy it. But the kids were just enthusiastic and excited, and it was fun. It was, I never would have thought about teaching what I know and kind of passing on that information. So those kids got to interview me and my boss at the end in a podcast, and some of what I brought up, because they already had questions written. One of the kids asked a bunch of animal questions, which were repetitive and off topic, pretty consistently. But we gave them that feedback. We were kind of like, you know, that's kind of move on. That's, you know, you've asked this question, you know, how could you rephrase it and ask it in a different way and get a different answer? There was another kid that asked really profound questions about like our background and things like that. And I was like, man, these kids are 10 and they're doing all of this. It was great. So yeah, I had fun with that. And then of course I've replaced one of my computer monitors. My kids, destroyed one years ago that I gave on my old computer, and it was an old flat screen Sony square monitor, and it looked weird. It had some damage on it because my kid dropped it, and so I gave him a smaller Dell monitor that I'd gotten, like a 21 inch or something, widescreen flat panel. And I bought a 32 inch Acer, which I'm not in love with Acer as far as the screen, but I wish I would have gotten an Asus, because I have an Asus monitor for a 27 inch. I have a Dell for 24 inch, and I have a 32 inch Acer. And so there's no uniformity between screens, with brightness and things like that. But I do love having the three displays and having them big so I can see. So like when I'm editing, I use my 32 inch. When I'm working from home, I use my 32 inch because I can see, the editing I have to do. Like I put together my first commercial for my job, and that was awesome. Didn't think I could do it. And then I went on vacation and I came back and I was refreshed, and I'm like, oh yeah, I remember how to do this from my college courses. And it was just kind of enlightening to remember how to do some of those things. So I've done that. I've cleaned up my office. I've kind of renovated certain things, and I'm prepping for a couple of interviews, trying to get for the podcasts. One of them is Michael Hirsch, who I'm reading a book that he wrote called Animation Nation, How We Built a Cartoon Empire. I'm reading that book currently. Also, I've seen Deadpool versus Wolverine. Great movie. A lot of gore, a lot of swearing, which it comes with the territory. I'm not a huge fan on any film that has a lot of that gratuitously. However, the humor factor and the fun factor of the movie is what I am deeply happy about. So those far outweigh those two gripes with me. I loved the story. I loved that it just was fun, and that they brought Wolverine into the mix of things. And I'll be doing a full on review with TFG One Mike at some point at Studio 2009, for the trilogy. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to December when the figures for the movie come out, because I have my own quasi Avengers on my shelf in my geek cabinet, and I'll have to do a breakdown of it at some point on video, just because it's, I got a lot of fandoms in there. I got Power Rangers, I got Dragon Ball Z, I've got Lego, I've got Hot Wheels, I've got Batman the Animated Series, I've got Beast Wars, I've got G2 Transformers, I've got G1 Transformers, I've got 3D printing, I got Star Trek, various levels of it, G.I. Joe, Marvel. So there's a ton of stuff in this cabinet, and I'm super geeky about certain things, you know, of each one of those franchises and the memorabilia that comes with it. But yeah, I recently put together my Avengers. Like, I have Black Widow, I have Iron Man, I have Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man, I have Ant-Man, I have Batman the Animated Series, basically New Adventures Batman, from the DC collectibles. I'm waiting on Wolverine, the Hugh Jackman costumed yellow suit that comes out in December for Marvel Legends to add to that. I've got a Captain America coming at some point. But yeah, I've been busy. I've been keeping busy with a lot of stuff. Made a couple of custom figures. It's been crazy. I've been meaning to get back to my 3D printing. I've been meaning to kind of break down some of that. So yeah, just more or less, this is a giant life dump of stuff. And I've seen a couple of interesting things online. First of all, Paramount and Skydance merging. Paramount Television Studios has shut down. So we still have CBS TV Studios, which I'm not sure what the breakdown is of these things, but there's, yeah, it's a weird time in media. It really is. Saw a fun post by Guinness Book of World Records about a guy with his video game collection set. He sets a world record connecting 444 consoles to a single TV, which I didn't know that would be humanly possible. Like, I didn't even know there were that many variations. But it's kind of cool with that. There's a bunch of new movies coming out that sound interesting. Tron: Ares, for one, is one that I'm looking forward to. I just wish that they were connecting some of the dots from Legacy, but I'm happy to get a third one. It's just funny. It's taken them 40 years to do it. We're getting an Incredibles 3, which I'm not sure if we really need. We're getting a Mandalorian and Grogu film. We're getting a Toy Story 5. I don't know, man. I feel like we're out of ideas. I really do. There's a lot of continuation franchises anymore. So it's getting more difficult to really care about some of the pop culture coming out. The main one I'm kind of interested in is, like I said, the Wolverine figure, because we've got Hugh Jackman playing the character the longest. I have my own theories about the Justice or the Avengers Doomsday film and Secret Wars, of who they're going to bring in. I has theories, but time will tell on that as well. I haven't seen that new Batman, the Caped Crusader or whatever the show is that's on Amazon Prime, done by Bruce Timm. That's kind of a new iteration of like BTAS. I know he has like similar styles and designs, and it's supposed to be like year one Batman, like his first couple of weeks or something on the job. So I'm interested to see what they do with it. I don't like some of the creative choices, but I didn't write it. I don't really care. And ultimately, I still have my favorite, which is BTAS. So it doesn't matter. Yeah, like I said, just tons of different stuff going on in geek culture. A lot of speculation on things, a lot of changes, a lot of stuff like that. Getting new Power Ranger toys next year from Playmates. We're getting, you know, new Star Trek series. We're getting, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that came out with Comic-Con. Looking forward to this new Transformers film that's coming out, which I wish I could see early, but I'll be one of the guys watching it later. I'll be fine. I did see an interesting theory about Dr. Doom, about the new Marvel theory, which I kind of coined something similar. They said a new Marvel theory proposes the idea that a non-Robert Downey Jr. Dr. Doom will escape the Fantastic Four universe with his consciousness traveling the multiverse before ultimately landing on Tony Stark's dead body. In the comics, Doom once transferred his brain into a dead Wolverine, and so they're speculating that he could have gone into Tony Stark. I had a different theory on the Twitters, and mine, more so when I caught that news, my speculation was pretty much that Robert Downey Jr. will be either the infamous Iron Man variant and still be Tony Stark, but be one from another universe, or a version resurrected from Endgame with the scarring, which kind of plays into that. And I had this theory at the end of July. I said there will be some tomfoolery afoot and he'll get revived either by his nanite suit injections or another method to fight the Avengers, both past and present, and the mutants. Lineup will be probably Deadpool, Wolverine, Jackman, Spider-Man, Toby, or Andrew. Thor, Hulk, Captain America's probably both. Hawkeye, Strange, Elektra, etc. And Hawkeye. But yeah, I'm typically right when I guess stuff, but I'm unsure where we're going. But yeah, so I'm going to end this episode. I don't have a whole lot of updates here to go on. I do have a plethora of ideas that I want to kind of pull the strings for, but this is kind of like an update episode to kind of let people know, hey, the show's not dead. There are plans to kind of revitalize it. Do you guys want the general feedback brought back into the show, like the Q&A stuff, the listener comments and questions brought into the episodes to be answered? If you do, I would love to know so. And of course, as always, you can get a hold of us on all of the following platforms: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and so on. We're still working on adding some of the shows to like TuneIn and some of the other platforms, since Google Podcasts and Stitcher are gone. But yeah, we're working on it. We're still growing. We're still kind of going back to the indie roots of Geekcast Radio. So until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, and enjoy some interesting AI generated music for Altered Geek. See you next time, guys.
In a world where the pixels shine, gather around, let the stories unwind. With Steam Megatron leading the way, Alter Geeks here, it's geeky every day.
Under neon lights, from Wolverine's claws to tech, will enthrall. Together we rise, let the geek culture sprawl.
Igniting the night, talking movies and games, pop culture galore. Alter geek vibes always leaving us wanting more. Get alter, get geeky, it's a wild ride. Join the discussion, let's dive into lore. From Star Trek to Transformers, we're ready to soar. Superheroes clash as we spark up the flame. Alter Geek Podcast, remember the name. Sci-fi and tech, we'll conquer the cosmos, what the heck? From Batman's shadows to Iron Man's flight, our geeky adventures take off like a kite. In a world where pixels paint the skies, gather round friends, let's amplify our cries. Wolverine's claws sharpen, the battles ignite. Steve's got the insights guiding us right. Alter Geek's here, no limits in sight. Join the discussion, let's dive into lore. From Star Trek to Transformers, we're ready to soar. Superheroes clash as we spark up the flame. Alter Geek Podcast, remember the name. From classic icons to new sci-fi dreams, with every episode we'll unravel the themes. Let's geek out and laugh, keep the spirits high. Together we'll journey, reaching for the sky.
discussion. Let's dive into lore from Star Trek to Transformers. We're ready to soar. Superheroes clash as we spark up the flame. Alter Geek Podcast, remember the name.